Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live and includes readings from Psalms and the Old and New Testament, as well as a reflection from our vicar, the Reverend Fabian Wirtz. We meet each Monday and Thursday at 9:15 on Zoom, and we invite you to join us. Simply sign in to Zoom using the number 856-0112-7207, and the password is 22 4466. You can sit back and listen or take part. Either way, we would love your company. Our readings today are taken from Jeremiah 17 verses 5 to 18 and John 9 verses 18 to the end. The reflection is by the Reverend Fabian Wirtz, entitled Trust in the Lord.
We'll concentrate on Psalm 77 today. In the day of my trouble, I have sought the Lord. I cry aloud to God, and he will hear me.
In the day of my trouble, I have sought the Lord. By night, my hand is stretched out and does not tire. My soul refuses comfort.
I think upon God and I groan. I ponder and my spirit faints.
You will not let my eyelids close. I am so troubled that I cannot speak.
I consider days of old. I remember the years long past.
I commune with my heart in the night. My spirit searches for understanding.
Will the Lord cast us forever? Will he no more show us his favor?
Has his loving mercy clean gone forever? Has his promise come to an end forevermore?
Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has he shut up his compassion in displeasure?
And I said, my grief is this, that the right hand of the Most High has lost its strength.
I will remember the works of the Lord and call to mind your wonders of all time.
I will meditate on all your works and ponder your mighty deeds.
Your way, O God, is holy. Who is so great a God as our God?
You are the God who worked wonders and declared your power among the peoples.
With a mighty arm, you redeemed your people, the children of Jacob and Joseph.
The waters saw you, O God. The waters saw you and were afraid. The depths also were troubled.
The clouds poured out water. The skies thundered. Your arrows flashed on every side.
The voice of your thunder was in the whirlwind. Your lightnings lit up the ground. The earth trembled and shook.
Your way was in the sea, and your path in the great waters, but your footsteps were not known.
You led your people like sheep by the hand of Moses and Aaron.
In the day of my trouble, I have sought the Lord. God, our shepherd, you led us and saved us in times of old. Do not forget your people in their troubles, but raise up your power to sustain the poor and helpless for the honor of Jesus Christ our Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Amen. So are you happy to read the Old Testament, Lynn? Thank you.
So the Old Testament is taken from Jeremiah 17, verses 5 to 18. Thus says the Lord, cursed are those who trust in mere mortals and make mere flesh their strength, whose hearts turn away from the Lord. They shall be like a shrub in the desert and shall not see when relief comes. They shall live in the parched places of the wilderness, in the uninhabited salt land. Blessed are those who trust in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. They shall be like a tree planted by water, sending out its roots by the stream. It shall not fear when heat comes, and its leaves shall stay green. In the year of drought, it is not anxious, and it does not cease to bear fruit. The heart is devious above all else. It is perverse. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, test the mind and search the heart to give to all according to their ways, according to the fruit of their doings. Like the partridge hatching what it did not lay, so all who amass wealth unjustly in midlife, it will leave them. And at the end, they will prove to be fools. O glorious throne, exalted from the beginning, shrine of our sanctuary. O hope of Israel, O Lord, all who forsake you shall be put to shame. Those who turn away from you shall be recorded in the underworld, for they have forsaken the fountain of the living water, the Lord. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise. See how they say to me, where is the word of the Lord? Let it come. But I have not run away from being a shepherd in your service, nor have I desired the fatal day. You know what came from my lips. It was before your face. Do not become a terror to me. You are my refuge on the day of disaster. Let my persecutors be shamed, but do not let me be shamed. Let them be dismayed, but do not let me be dismayed. Bring on them the day of disaster. Destroy them with double destruction. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Our New Testament is taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 9, starting at verse 18 to the end of the chapter. The Jews did not believe that he had been blind and had received his sight until they called the parents of the man who had received his sight and asked them, "Is this your son, who you say was born blind? How then does he now see?" His parents answered, "We know that this is our son and that he was born blind, but we do not know how it is that he now sees, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him, he's of age, he will speak for himself." His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews. The Jews had already agreed that anyone who confessed Jesus to be the Messiah would be put out of the synagogue. Therefore, his parents said, "He's of age, ask him." So for the second time, they called the man who had been blind, and they said to him, "Give glory to God. We know that this man is a sinner." He answered, "I do not know whether he is a sinner. One thinks I do know, that I was blind, and now I see." They said to him, "What did he do to you? How did you open your eyes?" He answered them, "I've told you already. You would not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become his disciples?" Then they reviled him, saying, "You are his disciple, but we are disciples of Moses. We know that God has spoken to Moses. As for this man, we do not know where he comes from." That man answered, "Here is an astonishing thing. You do not know where he comes from, and yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but he does listen to one who worships him and obeys his will. Never since the world began has it been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a person born blind. This man were not from God, he couldn't do nothing." They answered him, "You were born entirely in sin, and you are trying to teach us." And they drove him out. Jesus heard that they had driven him out, and when he found him, he said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered, "And who is he, sir? Tell me, so that I may believe in him." And Jesus said to him, "You've seen him, and the one speaking with you is he." And he said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshipped him. Jesus said, "I came into this world for judgment, so that those who do not see may see, and those who do see may become blind." Some of the Pharisees near him heard this and said, "Surely we are not blind, are we?" Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would not have sinned. But now that you say, 'We see,' your sin remains." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. Just a short thought for me, and then Lynn, if you want to also say something. There's a lot going on in this passage, so I just have to pick up maybe one aspect. And we have an interesting So we have this aspect of a person who was blind and was healed by Jesus, and the religious leaders wanted to not, they were not really interested to find out because they knew, but they wanted already to try to find fault in Jesus. So they go to the parents to first ask questions of them, and they send the question back to their sons because they were afraid. And this passage says they were afraid because they had already decided that anyone who would become a disciple, so followers, or trust in Jesus as the Messiah, they would be expelled from the synagogue. Now, that was one of the worst things that could have happened to you if you were in the first century, because it was the center of social life. It's a little bit like if today you said you're a believer of Jesus, you wouldn't be able to go to cinemas, to any sports center, to even maybe not to any of the social places, and you would be kind of very much isolated to yourself. So the consequences were great for that time. Then they have a conversation with the man in question, who quite interestingly just sends back to them questions that kind of anger him. And we realize what's really going on. At least those religious leaders, they thought they were better than anyone else. They were considering this poor man as just a sinner, someone not worth listening to, someone not worth being around, and certainly not someone who could teach them anything. And so that's what he says: "You were born entirely in sins. How dare you teach us anything?" But he wasn't trying to teach. He was just trying to say what had happened to him and how a bit amazed he was at the fact that those religious leaders didn't know much about Jesus, or didn't want to know much about Jesus. And then there is this final meeting between Jesus and the man who had been healed. And Jesus asked him, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" is another word for the Messiah, or the one they were waiting for, the rescuer, the savior. And he asked, "Well, who is he?" Pretty sure he had some kind of inclinations to think, well, maybe this Jesus is. So Jesus kind of very clearly says, "Well, you've seen him. I am the one you're speaking to." And just in three words, we see this declaration of faith: "Lord, I believe." For me, the very interesting is that after that, he worshipped him. Now, very clearly, as a Jew, there is only one that you are called to worship, and it is God, the Creator. So by this little sentence, he worshipped him, declaring that Jesus is not just a mere man or a great prophet or a great teacher, but he's truly what John would say, Emmanuel, the Word made flesh, God in flesh, or God with us. And so that's what Jesus says. He came into this world for judgment, so that those who do not see may see, and those who do see may become blind. Quite a cryptic sentence, but basically throughout his ministry, it's all the wrong people that seems to come to faith. And all those that the people thought they were the righteous and the holy people were rejecting Jesus. And maybe something of your own testimony is that maybe you were not looking specifically for Jesus, but Jesus has found you. Many people, that's the case. And many people who maybe thinks they are better than others or think superior, don't ever come to Jesus. Jesus said that to come to him, we need to be like little children, full of trust, full of openness and humble. That's the only way to come to him. And just to be unassuming, knowing that we know better than anyone else. We need grace and we need forgiveness. And then our eyes can be open to see what Jesus has done on our behalf on the cross. So as we prepare ourselves for Easter, I'm reminded that Jesus is the one that is to be worshipped. He is the savior of the world. and he's the savior of my world. He's my savior. There was a day I was blind, and by his grace, now I see, and I see things very differently. And I'm grateful for what he has done, but also for where he puts me and for my brothers and sisters that are helping me along the way to become more like him. So after our interruption of the barking dog, which is always good to see him, is that Woody or someone else?
Well, we've got Woody and Ralph. I've got my daughter's dog staying. So one starts the other off, and then, cacophony. Yeah. Anyway, they're all right now.
So any bits of this passage for you that...
Well, where it takes me is if I take myself into the story, in a funny sort of way, you've got to feel a bit sorry for the Pharisees, haven't you? I mean, they thought they knew it all, and then all of a sudden this person came on and popped up in different places and just did amazing things. And they're just trying to pull it all together and get it back, but there's no stopping. You've got to have a bit of a bit of a heart for the Pharisees, except, you know, obviously they were blind and we would say remain blind. But then there's Nicodemus and a few others. It's just amazing, isn't it? I've just written down certainly the passages that stood out to you. Lord, I believe. It's so, you hang on to it, don't you? I put seeing is believing. Mm-hmm. We don't always see it, but I was blind, but now I see. But I was very struck by the psalm, actually. Do they call it the dark night of the soul? You know, when you have sleepless nights and you challenge God, don't you? Where are you? I cry aloud to the Lord. I cry aloud and he will hear me. And I just was very struck by Psalm 77. It just really says where I often find myself. I just come back and I can't remember what psalm it's from. Or even, it's a proverb, is it? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Seek him in all you do, and he will show you the way. And that's the one that I hold on to. It's just marvellous to have him in our life, isn't it? And what would life be without him? I can't imagine.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, let's pray as we continue to prepare ourselves in this season of Lent, that those words will sink in, what it means individually but also as a church, to trust in the Lord with all our hearts and not to lean our own understanding or ways or maybe great ideas, but in all our ways to seek to do his will, and he will lead us and guide us.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.